Hi, everyone. This is News Herald reporter Colin Breaux with the From the Newsroom podcast. If you're looking to replace a living room set for cheap, Casey Compton is your man. Compton lives in Springfield and salvages furniture from condos and furniture stores to sell at very cheap prices. He has sold $3,000 worth of furniture for $300 once, since that's all a person could afford to pay, and also has a set of bar stools for $40. I recently met up with Compton. Here's some of his story in his own words.
Tell me about the work you do.
Well, what we do is I came down to Panama City about 9 years ago to retire, you know, from working in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I really live, like, in Alabama here, too. I go back and forth.
Yeah.
See my kids. That kind of thing. But when I was here, I realized that 50 years old, I was bored. I couldn't go to the beach every day. It was nice, but every day I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so I was shopping one day at a local furniture store here in town, and I overheard a customer talking about if the furniture store couldn't pick up her old furniture, she wasn't going to buy there. Mm-hmm. But the insurance didn't cover that, so they couldn't. I mean, we're going by what they agree, well, as far as the insurance goes, they couldn't do that. So I got an idea then, and I talked to the guy. I says, what if I pay you so much, or if I, talk to you about, and I go the day before and get the old furniture, and we'll work something out on it. Because I would like to help other people that hasn't had the opportunity to get nice things, because this is a really nice furniture store. And he says, you'll be willing to go to every call? I said, every call? I didn't know what I was getting into at first. We was doing about 9 condos a week, man. Uh-huh. And we went to St. George Island.
Oh, wow.
We go everywhere.
Yeah.
We went to some places back that way, Fort Walton, mm-hmm. Pensacola, mm-hmm. and these houses, because these people would come and buy from this really nice furniture store. I'm not going to say their name because I don't know if they want me to or not, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, they was calling, we was doing, and I had rented some storage buildings, and I had 3 big 20 by 40 buildings rented because I had to have the space. And I told my wife at the time, I said, why don't we just start donating, man, and really donating a lot of it. That way we show up on expenses, cut it down at the top.
Yeah.